Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The next chapter we discuss is with regard to the sublime conduct of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as reciting portions of the Quran al-Majid before going to bed are concerned. In this regard, Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibra'il alayhi salam commanded me not to sleep before reciting Surah Hameem Sajda and Suratul Mulk. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a surah in the Quran containing 30 verses which intercedes on behalf of the one who recites it until he is forgiven. It is Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Subhanallah, respected elders and friends, we see the importance of these two surahs from the fact that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Jibra'il commanded me not to sleep. Imagine the archangel Jibra'il alayhi salam coming with this command direct to the Nabi. So we can imagine the velocity and the greatness of this command that Allah specifically sends Jibra'il alayhi salam to command the Nabi not to sleep until he hasn't read these two surahs. And then we see this surah will be a means of intercede. It will intercede for a person in his qabr. And what a better intercessor can we have than the kalam of Allah, than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just for a few minutes, inshallah, if we make this habit of reciting these two important surahs, inshallah, our kuburs and our graves, inshallah, can become a means of a gardens of paradise for us, inshallah. So let us try to inculcate this habit, firstly into our own lives, and more importantly also in the life of our families, in the life of our children as well, inshallah. Two, three important announcements, respected elders and friends, inshallah, inshallah. After the remaining salah, a very important amal of kashf will take place, calling towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the purpose and the mission of our life in this world. And together with that, inshallah, on Sunday, a special program for our Malawian brothers, inshallah, will be taking place at our masjid between Asr and Maghrib on Sunday. Alhamdulillah, many of them are under our employment. We employ many of them, alhamdulillah. They are in our town, they are in our vicinity, alhamdulillah, for many, many years. We look after their material needs. We look after their material needs. More important than that, are we seeing to their spiritual needs? Are we looking after the needs of the akhirah? How much of Islam is in our lives, in their lives? And this is a responsibility that each and every one of us. We think that deen is only ours. Deen is not ours. Deen is universal. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to entire humanity. It is our responsibility to ensure that as much as we love our deen, the love of this deen enters into our... First of all, these are the people that are under direct our employment. We will be questionable. We will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how much of deen we gave to them. So an important program, inshallah, will be held specifically for them, inshallah, on Sunday between Asr and Maghrib here at our masjid, inshallah. Let us try to pass the word around as far as possible, inshallah, so that inshallah they can benefit and inshallah see the beauty of this deen as well. And 10 minutes prior to the Isha Adhan, the Dhikr and Durood program, inshallah. Jazakallah.